With temperatures in the single digits, Dean delivered his ag philosophy to a hearty group gathered at the Dawn Anibus Farm in western Wisconsin near Durant. Having been governor when Vermont was part of the controversial New England Dairy Compact, Dean's farm bill would include the compact idea for all farmers. Under that plan, consumers paid extra to boost farm income.
I think the mistake that was made in the Northeast Dairy Compact was, one, it only applied to fluid milk. And, of course, this farm, 100% of the output of this farm goes to cheese, and it wouldn't be helped by the Northeast Dairy Compact or even a national compact. And the other problem with the Northeast Dairy Compact is that it was regional. We need a national policy.
During the 5 years the compact was in place, there was bipartisan opposition to it from Wisconsin congressional members. They advocated a long-term farm policy that gets government out of the dairy industry, an idea that Dean agrees with.
I know farmers don't like to be helped by the government, but the truth is that if farmers aren't helped by the government right now, they go out of business. We can change that system so farmers don't have to be helped by the government, but you got to get the money from somewheres. And what the Northeast Dairy Compact proves is you can charge the consumers, and they'll gladly pay the money to keep family farmers in business. Everybody makes out that way, except for the middleman, and they're the ones that have got their foot on the farmer's neck right now.
On the barn tour, Governor Dean took time out to remind the so-called city slickers traveling with him to watch where they put their foot, just to avoid a mistake Dean once made.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know anything about dairy, this is a manure trench, and it's not fun to step in a suit and loafers.
Meanwhile, the Dean Farm visit to Durant attracted two busloads of 7th grade students, some with a farm message.
We need to keep the small farm!
Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.